for me, and I would like to imagine for thinking unionists, those who are not entirely caught up in the right wing rate of unionism, and why should a British government, or an Irish government for that matter, but in this case a British government of millionaires, determine and dictate the people in here who need social protections? Adults with severe disabilities, children with disabilities. Why should they decide that that's not going to happen? Why should they have any right to punish economically citizens out there? And that's why we refuse to legislate for the welfare reform when we discovered that it failed to meet the Stormont House Agreement test. And under Martin McGuinness's leadership, we hopefully will continue to make progress on those matters. But we'll see. But be sure of this. Rodney Edwards still there. Be sure of this, Rodney. Sinn Féin standing firm on this issue. The electoral pact which has been brought together, and that shows the difficulties that we're up against in some of these matters. It's a negative alliance. It's about preventing equality of citizenship. It's about frustrating a plenty of progress. It's about imposing austerity. And that's the price of the union. These unionist parties will coalesce together, and what they will do if they're elected is support a government in London which is committed to punishing working people.